New Dawn, written by Row 29, and read by Devil with a Bird Dress. Summary. I'm gonna punch you, Cody grumbles, and doesn't move from his boneless sprawl. Or, an early morning on Corsican, sleep is found in measures. Somewhere between the fresher and the bed, he dozes. Somewhere, between dozing and waking, he settles warm against the body lying next to him. It takes more than a second to drag the lassitude out of his bones enough to blink his heavy eyes open. Takes even more to shake the weight of drowsiness when he is warm and his mind still rests quiet and his body still feels loose-limbed and relaxed. He sighs as fingers play with his still damp curls. "Aren't you supposed to be sleeping?" he mumbles, and the fingers freeze. He frowns, presses into the hand with a grumble. There's a soft snort before the fingers go back to their gentle ministrations, and Fox flicks at Cody's side. "I haven't actually slept in the past 3 rotations." Well, that can't be allowed to stand. Cody stubbornly wrangles enough energy to dig an elbow neatly into Fox's side and doesn't smirk at the unamused look of annoyance Fox tilts him. "I think your medic and SICs would all disagree quite thoroughly. Not a single one of their judgments should be trusted." Cody reopens eyes he doesn't quite remember letting slip closed again and turns a look full of judgment towards Fox at that huge fucking lie. "Give me that look again when you don't look like you're about to pass the fuck out." Cody rolls his eyes, stomps down on the yawn that threatens, and can't quite manage to keep it at bay. Fox snickers, slower and a little more distracted than normal. "Tired?" "I'm gonna punch you," Cody grumbles, and doesn't move from his boneless sprawl. "Well," Fox murmurs, amusement ringing clear and threaded through the quiet rumble of his voice as he ignores Cody's threat. "I guess I must have done a pretty good job then." Cody huffs. "No need to be so smug about it, asshole." "I've earned it." "You'll earn it after your face doesn't look so carking tragic." "I'm a fucking delight." "A delight with bags under your eyes deep enough to carry their own ammo packs." "All the better to scare the fuckheads on Corsican with." "Careful there," Cody drawls, sarcasm laced thick through his words. "One might accuse you of liking it here." "If I wouldn't have to do the fucking paperwork for it, I'd fucking book myself instead of a bunch of drunk idiots for once." There's some very pointed judgment there, which Cody thinks is very misdirected. He knows better than to get thrown into the drunk tank, thank you very much, and he's gotten that particular lesson through his men's head quite fast compared to some vote. Cody loves Rex fiercely and proudly. His little brother is smart, shines with enough potential it hurts sometimes. He loves him, but Rex's Torrent and 501st have not learned how to avoid being booked by the guard. The 212th might have a few pictures from the drunk tank, but that's nothing compared to the many, many, many pictures of the 501st. It is maybe sort of a point of pride for Cody. "Might get some sleep for once," he says, diplomatically, instead of the many other things he could say. Fox snorts, voice hovering on the razor's edge of dangerous that maybe does a little more to Cody than he'll ever admit. "You aren't cute." Cody's mind is still a little sleep-heavy and exhausted, still spread thin after a shit campaign with too many close calls and being needed in too many places all at once and the mountain of paperwork that seems to multiply every time he so much as breathes. But he's a type of stubborn that not even Camino had managed to scrub out of him, feet planted and resolution burned into his being. It isn't always a good thing. There are times when it is nothing but a bad thing, when the cons outweigh the pros by parsecs and fear winds its way through the air. But here, now, stubbornness is needed. It always is with Fox. His answering smile is slow, lazy almost, except for the way it's all teeth. "I don't know what you're talking about." Fox huffs. "You have even less ground to stand on in this than the others do, hypocrite." Cody raises an eyebrow, gives Fox the dry look that deserves. He has it on good authority, actually, that the entire Corsican guard gets far less sleep than they should, especially command. Fox's expression is unamused as he rolls his eyes. "One of us here has slept recently, and it sure wasn't you." "I was just asleep," he argues, more for the sake of it than anything else. A little curious as to where that will go, but mostly just stubborn. The snort that gets is annoyed, but shading amused. That was less than 10 minutes, and you are half conscious. Cody rolls his eyes, knocks knees, and bumps heads as he clashes lips and teeth together, snickers at the hissed curses, and pulls away with a carefully pleasant expression, goes drowsily relaxed and deadweight where he sprawled, and doesn't issue a challenge where it will be taken up with full fury. Fox likes to be contrary like that, and Cody doesn't want him to leave the bed. Not yet. Not now. It's early enough that the sun hasn't quite risen yet on Corsican. The 212th has leave for another 2 days, and might not get another round of leave for a while yet, and there is a loose-limbed drowsiness still weighing heavy in the room. Cody and Fox have been fighting since they were 2-4 and 1-0 for the same reason that Cody seeks Fox out whenever the 212th has any leave on Corsican. They have always been just a bit too similar, found themselves a bit too easily reflected in one another. It's an old dance by now, softened in places, sharpened in others. Cody likes to think he knows Fox almost as well as he knows himself by now. It's how he knows that if he falls asleep right now, Fox will keep the watch. Because he's a fucking idiot sometimes, and needs to be reminded of it, and sometimes the best way to do that is to goad him into a spar, and sometimes the best way to do that is to get him to sleep. Cody presses his lips to Fox's neck, feels the steady thrum of his pulse, and doesn't mention that he'd been intercepted by both Thorn and Thyre about their worries over how much Fox has, or hasn't, more accurately, been sleeping. Had come to Fox's door with a plan in mind, and a way to get Fox to sleep and relax a bit. And, because Fox knows Cody just as well as Cody knows him, Fox doesn't mention that when Cody had said to leave him exhausted enough to fall asleep, he'd meant exhausted enough to forget for a little bit, to fall asleep and not dream. If you aren't going to sleep, Fox drawls, the least you could do is not zone out. It's bitingly sarcastic, juxtaposes the press of hands on Cody's back just hard enough to be grounding, and just annoying enough to be unmistakably Fox. Cody hums, listens to Fox's breathing as it starts to slow in the warmth and the weight of Cody on top of him, and the drowsy laziness that fills the room, and lets another yawn escape him as he closes his eyes. It takes another stretch of time, somewhere between dozing and awareness, for Fox's chest to fall into the slow, steady breathing of sleep, for him to relax that last little bit and be left loose-limbed and sleeping. Cody has just enough awareness to be smug about it before he yawns again and slips back into dozing, presses a half-conscious kiss to Fox's neck before he blinks and settles into sleep with a sigh. Somewhere, outside the window, the sun is beginning to rise. End. Thank you for listening.